This is KUT.
Austin.
Stop. As Austin grows, it's struggling to keep its black residents. In 2014, a UT professor published a study showing that of all the major growing U.S. cities, Austin was the only one losing its black population. All this week, we've been airing stories of cities dealing with growth. We've gone to Denver and Seattle. Today, we head to Portland. There, the city has enacted a right to return program, where people with generational ties to a neighborhood get first dibs on housing, or at least that's how it's being billed. Austin is interested in getting its own version of the policy. So KUT's Audrey McGlinchey went to Portland to find out how it's working.
Sitting in Natasha's living room in North Portland, you can hear her family's history come through the door.
Sorry, I just want to see if I can get some sound of that train.
We're not using Natasha's full name because she's concerned for her safety.
My grandfather was one of the workers that was on the railroads.
She tells me the cargo train we're hearing is headed to the old shipyards where her grandfather lived. Natasha's family has been in North Portland for a long time. She grew up here until she was 20, when with a kid of her own, she had to move.
I couldn't afford to have a decent two-bedroom apartment with the amenities that I needed, like a washing machine and dryer.
So for almost two decades, Natasha lived in older, cheaper parts of Portland, until this year.
This is my kitchen.
In September, she bought this house.
Probably the biggest place in the house.
Natasha bought her house through a city-run program built on the idea that people like her, people with generational ties to a gentrifying neighborhood, have the right to move back there. It's called a Right to Return program, or North Northeast Portland's preference policy.
This is all yours.
It may be small, but it's all mine.
Plan to bring a Trader Joe's into Northeast Portland is officially dead. A lot of people are going to be upset about this.
That's right. We found out from the mayor's office today. The store
in 2014, the city planned to sell a plot of land in Northeast Portland to Trader Joe's. But some people feared it would further gentrify an already changing neighborhood. So the city nixed the deal and instead committed $20 million to affordable housing. But there was something else. People who'd been displaced from the neighborhood wanted priority. They wanted to be able to come back, and that meant getting first dibs on housing. Leslie Goodlow is with the Portland Housing Bureau.
Lots of places have preferences. Housing authorities have preferences for domestic violence, for pregnant women, those kinds of things. This preference is based on where you lived.
And where your parents lived or your grandparents lived. Some addresses go right to the top of the list. In the 1970s, a hospital expanded in Northeast Portland. It used eminent domain to take people's homes. If your family was affected by that, top of the list. And while the city acknowledges that many of the people pushed out were black, using race as a determining factor would violate fair housing law.
Ours is strictly based on location, so anybody that lived in Northeast Portland, regardless of race, regardless of how long ago, is eligible for this.
The preference policy is really the only new thing. Getting on the list puts you in line for either homeownership or rental help from the city, existing programs like down payment assistance or affordable apartments. But the problem was that there weren't any rentals to help people get, so homeownership was the only option at the time. But here's the issue. Racist policies have kept black people out of homeownership and upward economic mobility for a long time. Also, Northeast Portland is gentrifying, so home prices are going up. The city got a ton of interest, but many people just couldn't qualify for a mortgage. Out of 65 families the city hoped to help buy a home, 9 have gotten a new place so far.
My hope was that this was a sincere extension of apology. And even if it was the smallest step towards any sort of resolution, let alone restitution, then I was in.
Shamika Owens used to live in Northeast Portland, but after getting divorced, she couldn't afford the neighborhood as a single mom. She's trying to get back. Right now, she's living with her mom in Northeast Portland, but she wants her own place. So Owens applied for the city's preference policy. She got her documents in line to prove her family lived in the area. Things like lease agreements, utility bills, even school records.
I had to get my mom's transcripts from Martin Luther King.
Which is an elementary school. That, she said, felt like an insult.
When I think about not just what I went through, what my parents went through, what my aunts and uncles went through, what my grandma and even my great-grandmother went through in the city to prove that they belonged here. And then you have the audacity to make me prove that I belong here.
Hey, Kathy.
It appears to have worked.
Yes, good. Yeah, it's much. I called up Austin Mayor Pro Tem Kathy Tovo to tell her what I'd found in Portland. Back in March, the Austin City Council passed a resolution asking staff to devise a local right to return policy.
At this point, we're really just trying to push through some of the potential legal obstacles to see if this is a strategy that we can deploy.
City staff is scheduled to present their findings next month. Tovo said she hopes they come back with a policy that's more or less ready to go.
We know that displacement is happening on a large scale in some of our neighborhoods, and it's really incumbent on us to act as quickly as we're able to with thoughtful and potentially effective strategies.
And this is my backyard.
Back at Natasha's house in Northeast Portland, she's had her own issues with the preference policy. For one, she thought it actually made buying a home more difficult.
There were so many houses that were in my budget, was the right square footage, was really close to public transportation, really close to schools, parks.
But they weren't inside the area designated by the city. She wouldn't technically be returning. She's glad the process is over now. When I met her last month, she still had a lot of unpacking to do. But some things she'd already done...
We've already talked.
Sat her kids down.
If something ever happens to me, they are never to sell this house. They are to do whatever they have to do to keep it up. They may rent it out if they want, but... all the blood, sweat, and tears that was put into this house for the simple fact of no one will be able to displace you against your own free will. That's the reason why I took this house.
Last week, a new apartment building opened in Northeast Portland. It's the first where most of the units will go to someone on the preference policy list. There are income limits, families of four making no more than $49,000 a year. With these rental units online, the city of Portland hopes more people will start returning, if they want to. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.
Support for this series comes from the Solutions Journalism Network.